This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so I wonder about conspiracy theorists. So for the longest time over the last couple of weeks, there are people out there that were stoking the flames that DeMar Hamlin, there was a body double. We have not seen him in person. That wasn't him.
I heard about it.
At Highmark Stadium. You know, he's really ill. He might have even died on the field. And they just put it out there into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, DeMar Hamlin was named the NFLPA Alan Page Community Award winner for his work raising more than $9 million for the Chasing M's Foundation. Hamlin took the stage with his parents during a news conference at the Phoenix Convention Center to accept the trophy that accompanied the award. So I'm not quite sure how this works, Peter.
Okay.
Now, do you all the stooges, lowlifes that actually put that out there, do they come out and say, oh, we were wrong? Or do they just move on to the next thing?
Well, maybe they think that it's still not him.
It's a complete...
Yeah, and his parents are in on it, too. I mean, if you were that crazy...
So it's Frank Caliendo, essentially.
You think Caliendo can do a Hamlin?
I think he can... What are you doing with your arms?
I'm freezing. I'm pulling my arm inside my sweatshirt. My guess is if you were that crazy to ever entertain any of that, Don, it doesn't mean it's over yet. The family could be in on this whole ruse.
All right, listen, if you're that out of your mind, I mean, it's difficult to convince people. You know, they think the sky is red, and that you can show them pictures on how the sky is blue, and it doesn't matter. So, no, I think they'll continue to march forward with this belief. They'll lose a few, they'll gain a few, too.
I heard that the fake Hamlin was actually dropped down from the Chinese spy balloon.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I have a question about the spy balloon.
I know everything about it. Go ahead.
Why didn't they have the balloon be blue, the color of the sky?
It's a great point.
Because white kind of like pops against a light blue sky. Light blue, I mean, what would it look like? We wouldn't even see it.
Did you hear that this has been a thing that's been happening for a long time?
Yeah.
There are apparently tons of these balloons?
Yeah.
How do we never know about this?
I don't know. And on F Troop, remember, Don, it is balloon?
No, I don't.
They used to always scream.
Sounds familiar.
It is balloon.
Remember 99 Loose Balloons?
Yes.
I hated that song.
You did?
I still do.
Really?
Yeah, despise
it's not
it.
Not a bad song.
Everything about it.
Everything.
Both versions?
99 Red Balloons. Shut up.
What about the Loose Balloon part? When
I don't like that either.
German?
I don't like it.
I like it.
Now, you also like the Eagles still. You have not gotten off the Eagles, but you're not going to lock it in yet.
No, you don't lock, because what if we find out that they've decided to forfeit? I don't know. I'm not.
That would be
you don't
a big
lock
story.
I got to tell you, what a day on the K Show that would be.
But, you know, you were talking earlier about, like, why doesn't it seem like it's as big? I wonder if this is part of it. They've really taken it away from the football fan.
Go ahead. Like, I'm listening.
Well, because it's everything but football. Like, it's all, like... Really, if you're a football fan, it's almost like football ended 2 weeks ago. Because now we just get all into the yo-yo stuff. Now, we'll feel differently once they kick off at 6:40, whatever time it's going to be on Sunday. But between, you know, Rihanna at halftime.
Can't wait for that.
Big six-hour pregame. And, you know, SiriusXM's got a whole channel committed to the Super Bowl. And every time I turn it on, they're talking to Miss America. They're talking to this celebrity, that celebrity. It's like, it's so not about football until they actually kick off.
They have a camera in Pat McAfee's house running from now through the game.
Really?
Just follow along
honestly,
with every
like, we'll try to break it down. But really, let's think about it, Peter. As a diehard football fan, to me, the best is the divisional round. Uh-huh. You get a couple of games on Saturday, a couple of games on Sunday.
All the way through the conference championship. It's tremendous.
Even having the championship games. But you're down, you cut it in half. There's only two games. Just hoping one of the games is a classic game. And then for 2 weeks, it's like, let's get back to football already.
Let's just say what it is. I understand we're stuck with this thing. It's how it is. The 2 weeks stinks.
It's unnecessary.
It actually ruins the end of the season for me. I hate it. I have no interest in it. I feel like a big deflation that Monday after the championship
game. Right back to the balloon.
Right back to the 99 Loof balloons. On that Monday after the championship games, I'm always disappointed because I go, all right, well, this week is pointless. Football's dead. And then we come back to football next week. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all loved the flag football last weekend. But
six million people did.
I hate it. Cancel the two-week thing. Right. Make it 1 week.
And also, the zoo that they have, like on the Monday night, there was somebody that asked Nick Sirianni this question. Is this a must-win? Sirianni looked at him and go, yeah. And just next question.
No, who?
It was a credited member of the media. Is this a must win?
Well, that's loosely. I mean, accredited. Everybody gets credentials to the Super Bowl, for God's sakes. But it doesn't. You know, it used to be we got to hype it up. I mean, that was the whole idea of the 2 weeks. It doesn't need to be hyped up anymore.
Wait, when did they start?
I think it kills the momentum.
When did they start?
From the very
beginning.
It's always been 2 weeks?
No. I don't know if it was from the very beginning, Don. But it's been a long time.
I think it's been – can someone find out? Because I feel like it's been around 20 years.
No, longer than that. Longer.
It is.
As long as I can remember, it's been 2 weeks.
Really?
Well, the Giants Super Bowl was Super Bowl 21. I mean, that was going to be 30 years ago.
And it was definitely 2 weeks
then? And it was definitely 2 weeks. Because it was a big deal when the Giants won in Super Bowl 25 because of the Persian Gulf War. They only had the 1 week. And many people thought the reason that was such a classic Super Bowl because they only had the 1 week. I mean, so you keep the paces. You know,
why did the stupid 30-minute halftime.
It's everything but football.
What, was Jeff Hostetler flying a fighter jet? Why did it?
As a matter of fact, it has not been known until now. Yeah, he was.
He was.
Well, if you don't remember because you were only 11. Well, no, 11 you had a memory. Is the everything, it was just that they felt that it was insensitive to be, like, celebrating in a way. As a matter of fact, there was all the halftime thing. There was supposed to be, like, a special, like, commercial halftime that everybody kind of took a knee and just made it about the game and about the soldiers, that Whitney Houston's national anthem and everything. It was just about the game, and it was fantastic. Now it's everything but. I mean, these are guys that are going out there and trying to win a Super Bowl, and again, this is no offense to Rihanna or anybody. Black Sabbath could be playing at the half, okay? It's that, does it make sense, the biggest game of their lives, they're going to have to sit there for 30 minutes, you know, 12 minutes longer than they usually would have to, or even longer than that. Actually, I'm sorry, 18 minutes longer than they'd have to for a stupid halftime show. Like, it's amazing how it has nothing to do with football.
You know what
I
has
think
to
that
do
really
with,
is take it.
You know what has something to do with football, Donnie? I just made
What's
a
that?
Big booking for Friday, 5:30, breaking down every part of the game.
Aaron Boone
will be Yankee manager. Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just confirmed, locked, loaded, and ready. He'll bring it back to football. He's not going to talk about nonsense. He won't. Now, Roger Goodell had his commissioner's meeting today, and he was asked about the future of NFL games on Amazon on YouTube.
You'll see Amazon broadcasts starting next year and the year after. Their production quality was extraordinary. Their talent was extraordinary, too. But in addition to that, I think you're going to see people be able to interact with the game differently than you can on broadcast television. More two-way, more technology. That's going to give you a different experience, and you'll watch football differently than you will in the past. And I think that's what's exciting about new partners. And that's when we look forward to our Sunday ticket package of YouTube. They will change the experience for people who have the Sunday ticket package. They will innovate. They'll create new ways to engage with their fans. They'll be younger. It'll be more accessible for our fans on a global basis. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And I think both of those partnerships are the future for us.
You know, it's amazing. Everybody waits so long for Roger Goodell to talk. And really, if he stood up there, put his hand under his armpit and made fart sounds, people wouldn't even blink.
I'm sorry, I'm reading a really big story in the New York Post.
About?
This is big. You want to hear the headline?
Not yet.
Cliff Kingsbury's girlfriend, Veronica, says goodbye to Thailand in a bikini.
I saw that picture. She's quite fetching.
It's an interesting story.
Yes, Don?
I just wish that there would just be honesty and say, listen, they gave us a ton of money and that's where we went to them. Can you stop like trying to tell us that it's more accessible Can you stop trying to tell us that they're going to be more innovative? What are they going to do? The player's going to fly through my screen into my living room? Can you just
that
stop?
Might happen.
Just be honest. We went to Amazon because they gave us a boatload of money, and if anybody gives us a boatload of money, then they'll become partners with them. What is so wrong with that? Don't lie. Don't tell us garbage crap. Just be honest. Listen, they gave us billions of dollars. Why do you think we went to them?
Also,
we're
going to
reinvent it.
What was the word?
Yeah, let's reinvent Amazon and hire the same guy that's been doing football for 50 years and doesn't care anymore.
What was the word he used to describe the talent?
Impressive?
Something no, like stronger than impressive. But
transcendent?
Yeah, it was something very...
It was, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick wasn't like, oh my God, I've never seen broadcasting like this before. He was fine.
The only thing, the only truth that he told was the accessibility that YouTube will have for the Sunday ticket, because DirecTV... What was tough for a lot of people to get that lived in apartments if they didn't have the right exposure for the satellite dish. That I agree with, the accessibility from that standpoint. But don't make it seem like that these apps reinvented the wheel. They broadcast the game the same way that NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox do. Except now I've got to hit input, and I got to go to a different thing on my TV to watch it, and I can't flip back to my TV. Aggravates me.
Now, I think you're going to want to hear what Goodell said about this, Peter. He talked about the Commander's investigation and the pending sale.
Okay.
Here we go.
There's no timeline given to Mary Jo White. She is authorized to work independently. There is no timeline for her to come to any conclusions. When she does that, she will let me know, and we will let the public know at that point in time. As far as the process, commanders are under a process. That's their process. Ultimately, if they reach a conclusion and have someone that will be joining the ownership group or buying the team entirely, that's something that the ownership will look at.
I'm going to make a prediction, Peter. It's going to be one you don't want to hear. He is going to pull an Artie Moreno and not sell the team.
I really hope you're wrong.
No, it's going to be.
Why?
He just is. You watch.
Well, based on your prediction last night with LeBron, I feel okay.
What happens to him when he sells the Commanders? Who is he? He's nobody. He's nobody with $6 billion. He's nobody. He's a small man without his big toy.
But everyone hates him.
So what?
So like, if it's a thing about, ego... His ego's crushed every day.
How will it be if he's insignificant? He has nothing except money.
At least he won't be insulted every day. I mean, he's the most hated person in the city.
Really? You mean D.C.?
Yeah, by Washingtonians.
Oh, okay, because there are a lot of hated people in D.C.
Right, but within Washington, everyone agrees on their hatred of Dan Snyder. Like, that... I think he's going to sell. I didn't understand what the hell Goodell was talking about, by the way.
It was one of those...
There's a process. There's
it was one of
process.
Those Kyrie word salads.
Yeah, there's going to be a process, and the process, we'll work out the process.
By the way, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl has started with Super Bowl I.
Wow.
And there have been 7 occasions in which there's only been 1 week between the championship games and the Super Bowl.
Wait, say it again? When was it?
Super Bowl I, it started the 2 weeks.
One?
It started Super Bowl I, but there's been 7 occasions where they did not do it.
Were any of them my Super Bowls?
The Washington vehicle?
That's right.
No.
Okay.
All right, so, Don, let's get to breaking down this game. Which way are you leaning? I said I'm leaning Chiefs. Which way are you leaning?
In all honesty, if I went with my formula of when I'm in doubt, because let's be honest, this is a tough one to call, because there's pros and cons of both, and everybody that we've had on so far has all said they're going back and forth, is that you go with the quarterback, to go with the better quarterback, and Mahomes is the better quarterback. So that feels like where I would want to lean. Because it just feels like it's their year and it's his time. They overcame a lot of different obstacles, including when nobody believed they could beat Cincinnati. You know, it was all about his leg. And if you're going to bet on somebody, bet on Mahomes.
I got to tell you something, Don. Let's talk shop here for a moment.
Shall you?
Whoever is your engineer there today is doing a great job. Because... usually when there's music behind you, it just bleeds into your microphone. But whoever's doing it, it's not bleeding at all. We can hear that there was just an organ playing in the background, but it wasn't obtrusive.
Wow.
And I would like to thank whoever that is for doing their job so well.
That is the legend that is Gary Jeffries.
There you go.
He is our jet engineer. And he's been filling in for Chris Majkowski, and he does an amazing job.
Oh, so can Gary give the little secret sauce to whoever does?
You know what? What would you do? Would you give it away, or would you want it just to be special when he works? I know what we want. We want it universal. I'm just saying, if you were Gary, would you give it away?
I might, just for the good of the world.
Well, you're a little biased.
Yeah.
I think it was the Peyton. I just was looking at it. I think it was the Colts Super Bowl was the last time there was no bye.
Was that
Am
the Colts
that
Bears?
Right, Anthony?
Colts Bears?
Colts Bears.
That was an awful Super Bowl.
We were in
and I won the pool, remember? Everybody was so angry, Peter. They were so angry. We had a pool. We were sitting outside by the beach, and they had a big screen up. And I ended up winning the pool on, what was it, like $1,000? And people were red hot. Yeah, as Don said, money finds money.
Yeah, Barbados.
Barbados. We used to do stuff like that with the station.
Things?
Things, yeah.
Actual things.
Actually, and Michael actually did. You'll never believe this, Peter.
Hmm?
It'll blow your mind. On the Monday after the Super Bowl, the sun was going down. Michael did the play-by-play of the sun going down over the horizon.
Including a SIA?
Of course you have to have a SIA.
I think, yeah.
Do you also remember something I did then that it doesn't seem like me?
Strip butt naked.
I was riding like a maniac on a jet ski.
Really?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I was not there for that.
You were going fast?
Yeah, and I almost got into a really bad accident. I was riding with somebody from the station, a young lady. And
go ahead. Who was the man?
I actually forget. And I was going so fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going toward the shore. And I was going like 50 miles an hour, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she started screaming, "You're going to the shore." I had to like make this big sharp turn.
And everything was all right?
Look at me.
I don't mess with jet skis. I don't mess with water.
I don't know what happened to her.
She might have
fallen off.
Oh,
yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, from the way you're telling the story, she might have passed.
Well,
you don't remember at all?
Take what you want from
it. It was international waters, right? You could do, laws are different in international waters.
Well,
right,
Don, without saying too much, there's a lot of stuff going on in that trip that people would have gotten into trouble.
Listen.
Oh, my goodness.
It was.
People left early, and then we had locals come up to us and say, "Where are those people from your group?" Well, they left her. Well, they owe us money for drugs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what'd you say?
He's a bad man.
Well, it's not my problem.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, that's what the guy said. He's a bad man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He stepped him on for, like, I guess he bought pot.
Yeah, it's just pot?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a narc.
No cocaine? What year was this?
It was really, it's a nice island. We stayed in the Gilligan Island Resort, but it was a really nice,
it was awful.
It was a nice island.
It was awful. There were creatures in each room.
Did you
terrible.
Bring your families?
No, I didn't have a family. Oh, I mean, I didn't
I
have a wife
Nancy.
And kids.
You brought Nancy?
I brought Nancy, yes.
Wow. Look at that.
How about him, huh?
Look at Don and Nancy. Did she miss Giants games? Oh no, it was the Super Bowl, right?
No, they went right to spring training after that.
Oh, got it.
In
okay.
Phoenix, yeah.
Pitchers and catchers.
So we're going to come back. We're going to take some phone calls. We've had some fun. We want to hear from you. 1-800-919-3776. And we have a special guest at 6:30 that everyone's going to want to stay tuned for.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this person putting in a book?
He could.
Well, that is the book spot.
It's the book spot.
Right.
But we booked him instead. Right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know hockey, so I have a little quiz for you.
Yes.
Name the top five players who had the most points through 50 team games, and they are 21 or younger. Now, I'll give you the third one. That's Jack Hughes of the Devils. So tell me the other four. Most points through 50 team games by a player 21 years or younger. And they're all fairly recent vintage.
Yeah, because now they're calling guys up at 19. So.
Right.
Well, Connor McDavid would have to be.
He's tied with Hughes at 67.
I think it's Hughes.
Right.
You sure? Jack Hughes? Okay.
I believe it was he was very, because he was born in 87. So how old was in Crosby came in 04. So he was over 21. So it wouldn't be Sid.
It would be Sid. He's number one.
What's it? Sid.
82 points.
I was trying to do the math. So Sid, Connor, Jack, and there's two more.
Yep.
Under 21.
Both, I believe, still playing.
How old was Ovechkin? Well, if Crosby did it, then I'm going to say Ovechkin.
Number two with 68 points. And the other one, the final one, is also tied with Hughes and McDavid.
Sid Luckman!
I don't know. Who's another really young player?
My goodness. I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay.
Where do the Yankees train?
Oh, I was going to say Steven Stamkos.
There you go.
Beautiful. That was going to be my guess, Steven Stamkos.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah! Jack is going to – listen, the Devils have a great history, albeit brief, of having great defensemen and, of course, one of the greatest goaltenders of all time. But Hughes, in short order, is going to be their greatest forward. Their greatest forward right now is probably Patrick Elias. He's the only forward whose number is retired. But this kid is
– I believe that's
really
pronounced
special.
Elias, Don.
Ah.
I think he started a sports bureau, too.
I just posted something on my great aforementioned Instagram,
yeah,
at Rosenberg Radio.
Uh-huh.
Take a look. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Oh, you stop with this.
Well, no, but this is a real thing. This is a real – it's related to the – it's sports related, related to conversation we're having right now.
Sell the team.
You see that?
Yeah.
My mom sent me a picture, Don, of like signs that she said she saw multiple in the neighborhood. These like official looking sell the team signs.
Make him dig in even more. Let's go to the phones.
I hate the energy you're bringing right
Let's
now.
Let's go to Moshe in Hillside.
Moshe.
That's actually Moshe.
Thank you.
Moshe.
I'm very good with names.
We knew we'd get
Thank
there.
You.
There you go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
I know that we've been off the topic for the last 30 minutes, but I want to bring it up again.
All right. Please.
The whole LeBron James, Michael Jordan conversation. I think, like, we have to really learn to, you know, separate greatest of all time and all-time great, right? I mean, one of my comparisons that I always say is Michael Jordan is the Tom Brady of football. And LeBron James, to me, is like the Aaron Rodgers. I truly believe if Michael Jordan was playing in today's day, and I know you guys are talking about, like, all this, you know, social media and stuff, but here's what I have to say. LeBron James, in his 20-year career, had the scoring title one time. One time the scoring title. This is who we say could be one of the, if not the greatest of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan had it, if I'm not mistaken, I think around seven times. And it's only because he took a 3-year or 2-year hiatus you know, in the middle of his career when he was, you know, at the top of his game. I truly believe if he was playing in today's date, he'd be averaging, and this is not a joke, I mean probably around 40 points a game.
Well, you know what? I don't think you're wrong because back when MJ played, I mean, you look at the Bulls in the Knicks series, it was like playing football.
Yeah.
I mean, you really, really got hammered. Yeah. But the one thing I would disagree with Moshe about, he said Michael Jordan is the Tom Brady. He's not, because Michael Jordan had unbelievable physical skill. Tom Brady, to me, is an anomaly because I don't think he did anything great, but everything together made him great.
Right. LeBron physically is amazing. I'll tell you guys what. Ballard, who might be on a streak here of saying things that are actually pretty good.
Yeah, Ballard. We'll see.
He likened, and he's listening to the program, and likened our Jordan situation to Lemieux and Gretzky, saying LeBron is to Jordan what Lemieux was to Gretzky. Bigger, more just natural physical gifts, but not sort of the poetry and motion and greatness of the predecessor. Now, as a Mario fan, I'm a little biased because Mario was very poetic. But I think it's a fair comp. You have to remove with Mario, of course, the tons of injuries that limited his point total. So he was never going to surpass Gretzky's numbers, which are just insane.
Can we get Ballard maybe a weekend show on the station? What do you think?
Well, you saw how good he was the first time he called in. That'll be a rating.
He lights things up when he speaks.
Ballard misunderstood.
Well, because he's not bright.
I believe Jordan's the greatest of all time. But what I'm arguing is not just with him, but also the Montana 4-for-4, what it, to Brady or any other quarterback is, it's not that the numbers guy. Would Jordan be 6-for-6 today? Or would he have blemishes? And also, it took a while for Jordan to get there. He was 27 years old when he won his first championship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? LeBron played in the final against the Spurs as a kid and lost. So he doesn't get credit for that, that early in his career he led the Cleveland Cavaliers to a final.
Well, he does, but he was also
and
in the
because
league.
He lost. Now, well, he lost. Jordan never lost. Well, Jordan didn't go at 21 to a final.
No, but he lost before the finals.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah, he lost before the finals when they couldn't beat Detroit.
Listen. I'm not again. I am pro Jordan, but if Phil Jackson doesn't go to Chicago, does he go 6-for-6?
Yeah, I think so.
He wins. Of course,
he wins.
I mean,
Doug Collins
Michael.
Was a good coach, and before that, Kevin Lockery. No, I think so. Right.
The great Kevin Lockery. Listen, the eyeball test tells you Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player of all time. If you lived through both, it's just how it feels.
2.976 million viewers on TNT for LeBron's record breaker. Easily the top telecast of the night. With adults 18 to 49, that's broadcast or cable, according to Sports TV ratings. And that does not include local viewing on RSNs in L.A. or Oklahoma City.
Which will be a huge number in L.A., I'd imagine.
You would think so. Well, though, a lot of L.A. doesn't care if they're not there and to be seen.
But the Lakers are very popular there. That's a real fan base. I actually believe that's a real fan base.
Danny in the Bronx. Danny?
Hey, guys. Don, I have two comments for Don real quickly. Number one, Ice Picks. I haven't gotten a chance to thank you when you hit those parlays a couple of weeks back. I made money off of that, so shout out to Don. Cool.
Damn right.
And so, also, you were just talking about 18 more minutes because of the halftime show. I do want to say, I'm mostly a basketball, baseball guy, but when it comes to the NFL, I never watch until January. So, therefore, what I'm trying to say is, I'm also a music fan. So, the halftime show, for me, it is a big deal for me. And even when it's an artist I don't know, I don't even listen to, I still watch the show to see what's going to happen. Now, Rihanna, oh my God, I'm 27, so I lived through Rihanna her whole career.
That's right.
Oh, but what I'm saying is, to the diehard football fan, these things just get in the way. But obviously it works. Because there's a lot of people that aren't football fans that are now going to watch. That's why it gets the monster rating that it does. As great as the ratings are for the championship games, they'll double that for the Super Bowl for that reason. But for people like me and Peter, that even though we're music fans, and I just don't like the fact that our favorite sports championship is kind of messed with by the extra week by the long halftime, with all the gobbledygook that goes into it. Peter, if they just played that game, we'd watch it exactly the same way.
Yes. Now, I'm not the exact same as you. I do enjoy the halftime show. But that's also because I have accepted that the Super Bowl, in spite of the fact that it has been better for the last, what, dozen years, the Super Bowl has become a better, more competitive game, generally speaking,
right,
with some exceptions like that terrible game here with Denver, et cetera. I have accepted that the Super Bowl is nothing like another game. The feel of the first quarter of a Super Bowl, I love the first quarter under ever because it's a bizarre start to the game, right? Mm-hmm. It never feels like a real football game. Because I've accepted that, Don, I can enjoy halftime. And I can, you know, listen, if the Commanders were ever in a Super Bowl, I'd probably hate it all and just want to see the game. But it's a bizarro, if you're being real with yourself, it's a bizarro event. When you watch the NBA Finals, there's a little bit of pomp and circumstance before game one.
Right.
But after that, well, Don, every game just feels like a game.
But just imagine Game 7 of the World Series. You can't do that because you can't guarantee a Game 7. But imagine Game 7 of the World Series during the seventh inning stretch. They stopped for 30 minutes so Rihanna could perform.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You know, like in basketball, in hockey, in baseball, nothing changes in the championship games. The only thing that happens is there's a ceremony after the, you know, final out or the clock runs out. So it's a weird event, the Super Bowl. But I've accepted it.
I'm glad.
I'm inviting some people over.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I invited?
No, it's chock full right now. I am just completely filled.
So Michael didn't make the cut?
I didn't make the cut.
No. You wouldn't want to be there.
I might.
That's not what you said.
You know what? You know what, Don? I was completely kidding. Of course you're invited, Michael. Will you be there?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming by yourself?
No, I've got to take the wife and kids, too. Au pair.
We're not going to do kids in an au pair.
Why not?
You can bring Jody.
Change the party.
Charlie really likes football.
I love Charlie, and for a regular season game, I'd hang with him any day. But Don's right. It's not a kid's
party.
You think
he's going to be bothering you? Why, is there going to be pot? If there's pot, I don't want to be there.
But
there might be foul language.
Could be foul language. Listen to the fuss you made over LeBron. There'll be at least an F-bomb thrown around in there.
There might be saucy conversation.
Is there saucy buffalo wings?
There'll be saucy buffalo wings.
Can I join?
Natalie will be there. There will be alcoholic beverages consumed, some seven-layer dip.
No, that
doesn't appeal to you at all.
Well, speaking of parties, come out and see the Michael K. Show live this Friday.
Well, that's where I'm warming up.
That's at 3 p.m. It starts at 3 p.m. from 317 Main Street. That's in Farmingdale for a special countdown, the kickoff broadcast to get you ready for the big game. It's just steps away from Farmingdale Station on the LIRR, and we're bringing the big game experience to you at 317 Main Street. Aaron Boone will join us at 5:30 to break down the game, like a football expert that he is, and Don will listen and learn. It's brought to you by Jack Daniels, Resorts World Bimini, Grand Marnier, PC Richard and Son, Sloman's, and Ben's Kosher Deli. You've got to come, everybody. It's going to be great.
I want to bring this up just because I didn't think of it, because I knew the answer. But I'm wondering if other people felt the way Nancy did this morning. She asked me, where are you doing the remote on Friday? I didn't, before I got to answer the question, she said, because all they do is they give the address. They never give the name of the place.
Wow.
Then I told her, because the name of the place is the address, 317 Main.
That's the answer!
And I just want to let people, if you want to criticize Nancy, I'll open the floor. But I just thought, that's interesting. Maybe we need to accentuate the fact that you're not just giving the address, that's the name of the place.
So is she
off base, or is it worth bringing up?
Well, she had never heard of 30 Rock, I guess.
It's not that she's never heard of 30 Rock. It's just
But sometimes the name of a place is the address of the place.
Sometimes the ceiling is the roof.
Why don't you give the address to your house so some listeners could come?
I'd rather not.
All right, we're going to.
Was Nancy ignorant?
No.
I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't say anything about your wife. It's not
ignorant on the subject. She's not an ignorant person. I just think that maybe it's worth saying that that's the name of the place. We're not just giving the address.
All right, so that's the name of the place, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
It's the ice.
apart and break the frozen.
Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks.
Time now for today's Ice Picks, driven by Nissan. Slim pickings tonight. Only two games in the NHL. I'm not touching Rangers Canucks for obvious reasons. Stars are home for the Wild. Are you ready for this, Peter? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We are going to parlay the Stars on the money line and the Celtics home for the Sixers at plus 151. That's right. Stars, Celtics, money line parlay, plus 151.
It's an
That's
ice
today's
wood.
Ice picks.
I don't know how that could fall under ice picks, then.
Today's ice wood is driven by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today.
Wow. This guy there is special. Go. He really is something else.
Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can put his he can put his wood on the ice.
Edgar in Long Island. Edgar.
Yeah.
Go, hello. Baby. Yep.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Great.
Listen, I want to make two quick points because I am a super fan of you guys.
Thanks.
And I follow all your Instagram.
Thank you. Thank you.
The YMAP, everything.
Oh, wow.
But listen, I listen to you in the morning, too, because there's no way I'm going to listen to Rick. Because I remember when you first got in the show, he was a big hater of yours. How are you going to invite him to the wedding? I mean, you have a drop of him saying your name, and you can hear the hate in his voice. So let me tell you something. Do not invite that dude, because all he's going to do is trash talk and the little jokes texting Michael. So don't do it to yourself. And the second point I want to make is, Pete, how you're not sponsoring this wedding? How is WWE or ESPN not paying for this wedding? You could just document this thing. You know how many, I would love to be in that wedding because that wedding is going to be epic.
You know, that's a great
Funk
point
Flex
for you.
DJing, a great party.
Yeah.
Like, I would literally watch this as a documentary. And plus, you got to add the honeymoon, too, because, you know. I'll spice it up.
Wow. Okay. All right. Relax. What do you think? You think you're gonna Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee situation?
I think that's in your right. dreams you wish it was a Tommy Lee situation. In your dreams.
He could tweet it out. It wouldn't be too long.
I like that you think the in your dreams part about Pamela and Tommy Lee is the Tommy Lee part.
Mm-hmm.
So you watched Pamela and Tommy Lee and your thought was about Tommy Lee.
Well, there was
no. I mean, there was just something that was objective to, you know, to digest, so to speak.
Excuse me. Well, first of all, I have no interest in digesting that. Second of all, it just isn't what crossed my mind. I mean, Pam Anderson was, she was the goddess of my youth.
Right.
So, I mean, she was iconic when I was a teenager.
Right.
I wasn't worried about
that.
That
video made Tommy Lee iconic. More so because,
for you. For
no,
that,
no.
That's how you choose to admire
Pam was
people.
Already there.
Right.
Then Tommy Lee took a big step.
Because of that.
Don, am I right?
Didn't affect me in the least.
Who benefited more from the video?
That's right.
Tommy Lee.
I mean, from a reputation standpoint for the aspect you're talking about, but he's a legendary drummer.
That's what I meant.
It painted him in a very interesting light. But it didn't put him on a higher tier of fame.
I think it brought him to the forefront of people.
No, but
I
was just like, wow. You looked at it and you went, who knew? But it didn't change. I don't think it didn't change my opinion of him.
No,
I didn't know.
I don't need Tommy Lee in my life. Let's go to Matthew in Brooklyn. Matthew.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I just want to help you guys out with the whole LeBron and Michael Jordan thing.
Please help.
Kobe to an extent.
We don't need any help, but go ahead.
The reason why LeBron will never be looked at as on the same level as Michael is because Michael didn't manufacture his rings. He wanted to play versus everybody in his era to prove I'm going to beat you and I'm the best. And Kobe is the same way. LeBron manufactured every ring he has by picking his
not team. Every ring.
Well, I mean,
he did go
to the finals his first time with the Cavs, and he ended up losing to San Antonio.
So,
but Matthew, I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't take away from skill level. But
yeah,
I will tell you this: so you're going to hold that against LeBron.
That's the same.
All right. So you're going to You're going to hold that against LeBron, and that's your right. Do you hold against the fact that Michael walked away from the game for 2 years? Just quit? LeBron never quit. And I'm a Michael fan.
Right.
I think
right.
Michael's better. Right. But, I mean, you could use that as a negative on Michael. He should have won 8 in a row. And he walked away. And we still don't know why he walked away.
Right. Now, again, we've had this conversation many times before. Again, if it's in this era, right? Now, he didn't have the best of times in Chicago. There were times, if you watch the dance, right, he had a lot of issues there. But he didn't have the ability, the way they do now, of changing teams. You kind of accepted your fate, and then, you know, you didn't usually demand trades or be able to leave via free agency as easily as you can now or recruit players and all that stuff. How do we know Michael might not have asked out of Chicago before Phil Jackson got there? Right, was he there 6 years, Michael, before they won?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, so let's say that we played in this era, and he had the chance to get out of Chicago. They weren't winning. 6 years of not being able to get over the hump. How do we know that if given the opportunity the way they can now, he might not have wanted to go join somebody else or go to the Lakers or go to the Pistons? I don't know. Maybe he would have stayed. But we make it seem like he would never leave. He stayed in Chicago. He saw it through. That's a way to look at it. But what option did he have?
And also, he had Scottie Pippen.
Right.
So it's not like he had to go out and find Robin. Robin was drafted by the Bulls, and boom, there you have it. And they had other great players as well. They brought in Dennis Rodman. So he didn't have to go search for it, but they did bring in Dennis Rodman. So, listen, I think Jordan's better than LeBron, too, but I don't take anything away from LeBron. I think he's transcendent. He's once or twice in a lifetime. Hey, I take nothing away from him. But Jordan, I think, is a better talent.
All I'm arguing is I believe 100% with you. I take Jordan over LeBron. But for the people that their only reason is, well, Jordan went 6 for 6, I would say, well, would he go 6 for 6 today? That's all I'm saying. Maybe it would have been a little bit of a different story. Maybe he would have hopped from team to team. I don't know. Would Montana have gone 4 for 4 if he played now? I don't know. Maybe.
What if
he didn't have Jerry Rice throw? One of the championships he didn't have Rice, but he had Rice for the other three.
I just get sick of like that, the tone of that call. There's like this, why can't you say the way we're all saying, the three of us are all saying, and by the way, we range from me in my early 40s to Michael in his early 70s. We
62.
All, sorry, early 60s, I get confused. We all kind of see this the same way. Having watched all of Michael's career and all of LeBron's career, the eye test feels like Michael was the guy. But I don't understand. That caller, we've had a few callers like that, they have this tone of like they want to negate everything about LeBron.
Right, I don't get it.
Okay, he's not Jordan. He's not the killer Jordan is. I 100% agree. I don't think his name will ever equal basketball the way Jordan, in a Babe Ruth-like, has a name that is the sport. I don't think that will be LeBron. But he's an all-time, top 3 or 4 player?
Yeah.
He's incredible.
But to go deeper, Peter, does it come from a space of Jordan is a good guy, LeBron's a bad guy?
But LeBron's not a bad guy.
But it's backwards.
That would be backwards.
That's what I'm saying. But again, it's all the perception of the decision, you know, hopping from team to team. Like, it ages differently, right? We have this image of Jordan just being the perfect person and LeBron's got all these flaws. But, again, under a different microscope, would he have so little flaws today?
You know who is never mentioned in the best in the NBA of all time and had an unbelievable career, according to him? George Santos.
Is that true?
Yeah. Very good career.
Really?
Look it up.
He played in the NBA?
25 years.
25 years?
Averaged 31 points a game.
Was this before or after the stripping in Brazil?
Oh, it was after. No, he's unbelievable stats.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.